This is Ocean Gazing. It's the podcast where we turn our eyes to the watery world surging all around us. I'm R.A. Daniel Shapiro.
Okay, I can't get that and both of you unless you move in close. And maybe put this behind your hand, and then we can get your audio to see how that goes.
We're back aboard the Joyous Resolution, or JR. That's the ocean drilling research vessel in the Northeast Pacific that I profiled last episode. But this time, the educators and artists on board who are doing outreach to the public, including Leslie Peart, whom you just heard, have gone all over the JR and recorded sounds and interviews. This episode is theirs, and it captures a bit of what it's like to live aboard a massive research vessel for 2 months straight. First up, Leslie Peart, the education director for the Deep Earth Academy and the leader of the JR's outreach team.
I took you out on a little bit of a walkabout. It's a little bit of JR karaoke al fresco with the wind, water, waves, and the enormous sound of one of the thrusters that keep us on site. These roustabouts and floormen go out on their breaks and crank up the karaoke and sing in the middle of the morning, and it's just so much fun, and we can hear it all around this area on the ship.
Hello, call me Slobosian, comma Daniel.
And this is our chief engineer, and he's talking about what I thought was his bottomless pocket.
Remember, don't judge me. Okay, let's start with what's closest to my heart. That's the left breast pocket of my coveralls. What do we have? We have clickable eraser. We have ballpoint pens, black and red. Two screwdrivers for making those fine adjustments. And we move over to the right pocket. We've got a steel rule, 0 to 6 inches. Got a telescoping magnet. Picking stuff up by dropping the bilge. Let's go with the left front pants pocket. Small flashlight, tape measure. Right front pocket, keys. Special wrench for opening control panels. That moves us around to back pocket. Crescent wrench, some people call it a shifting spanner. It's a real engineer's wrench. Pelican saber light, and that's about it. So there you have it. That's what I'm carrying today.
I think it's a great look into the life of a very professional engineer and someone who's devoted to this kind of work.
Next, we hear recordings made by Brigitte Thiberge, a high school teacher from Normandy, France.
Can you say something in Japanese, please?
She's fascinated by all the languages she's been hearing on board the JR.
Merci beaucoup.
Si, 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 si.
Come on. This is an Drachen.
Thiberge wrote me a note about the recording she collected. She said, it's so interesting, first, to mix cultures and habits. It's so useful to try to understand other people because we have to live together during 2 months. No escape, even quite no place to be alone sometimes. You have just the ocean all around you. What a pleasant idea to see that in this sort of topic, people from different countries share a part of their knowledge, just for science, and probably need the experience of the other countries. It's why I recorded different languages you can find on this boat. Long life to the ships. And Thiberge spoke with Dinah Bowman, an illustrator and another member of the Joyous Resolution's outreach team, about their shared impressions.
Hello, Dinah. What can you say about the Joyous, please?
One thing I've particularly noticed is it's very international aboard the ship. Not only the U.S., but also Japan, China.
Thank you very much.
Scotland, France.
Sylvain, bonjour. Pourriez-vous dire quelque chose en français?
Oui, alors nous sommes en retard, donc nous allons nous...
The Philippines.
For example,
and even South Africa.
Thank you very much.
Stephanie Keski is a master's student at Texas A&M in computer visualization. She rounded up some scientists and crew to answer a couple of her questions.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why are you excited about ocean drilling?
Because it's awesome. Okay, I need to think about what my answer is going to be.
No. I need an immediate answer. I need it to be exactly What stirs up from your soul?
It's awesome because we're learning about this entirely different environment that we can't see even from a submarine on the seafloor. You know, when we go down in the submarine, all we see is what looks like a big blanket of sediment, and that's it. But when we drill, we can actually go through that.
Awesome. Sounds awesome.
It is awesome. It's totally awesome.
All right, and what's your favorite place on the JR?
Favorite place on the JR? I think I would have to say the movie room, because it's really, really well sound insulated, and so it's one of the only places on the ship where you can be extremely loud and not worry about bothering people.
I think the bow. There's a bit at the front of the ship where you can curl yourself up under a piece of metal and sit on a bench, and then you can look through a hole to the just dash straight down to the ocean, and it's all sheltered from the wind and it's warm.
Top one. What are the galley? Because it has the cake.
Oh right, it has the cake. Tell me more about the cake.
It's very good. And there's lots of it. Too much cake.
When we're in transit, I like the very front of the boat at the bow because it's dark and quiet, and you can see the stars.
You know, my favorite place on the JR is the driller shack.
Cool.
Out on the side of the rig floor. And when I first started to come out here, I was very intimidated by the rig floor. There's big guys moving big equipment around. I remember thinking the first time I came out that the guys who work on the rig remind me in a lot of ways of a combination of the smartest guys that I knew in high school and the guys who took auto shop. They have both of those characteristics.
Cool. Yeah. Well, thanks.
Sure.
Finally, tape from high school teachers Jackie Kane from Toledo, Ohio, and Jean-Marie Gauthier from Normandy, France. Here's Jackie Kane explaining the recordings.
Very excited about being on a science ship, so I wanted to record the sounds of science. But I found two things. First of all, the sounds of science were very quiet, and second of all, there was a lot more background noise than I was aware of. I found this interesting because at home, when there's not much noise except when I'm teaching, I get very distracted with all the other things that are going on in life, and yet here on the ship where there's a lot of background noise, I'm able to concentrate much more on the sounds of the science and thinking about science.
Hello, science, my old friend. I've come to hear your sounds again. JR sounds are new to comprehend. Continue on like an iPod in replay. I will hear these sounds today in my soul as others fade. The JR sounds of science.
There's lots more tape the outreach team collected that I wasn't able to include here. So head over to our website, oceangazing.org, to hear a poem about the sounds of science by Jackie Kane and to listen to Dan Slobosian's full inventory of tools and gadgets in his pockets. You'll also find a link to the Joytus Resolution blog, where you can follow along with their adventures and even drop them a note, but only until the end of August because the cruise is coming to an end. Ocean Gazing, it's a product of COSI, and we receive support from the National Science Foundation.